Do Experience.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Naina Redhu Experience. I'm sorry about the voice. I'm still recovering from a throat infection, so it's a little weird. And I'm also sitting because I get a little tired if I stand for too long. And today I wanted to talk about, this episode is supposed to go up tomorrow, Wednesday, 9 a.m., like all the other episodes. But I'm only getting time to record this now because I have been traveling, and I did record some episodes before I left for the trip, which is what you've been listening to for the last couple of weeks. And I also recorded a special episode from the roof of my room at Suryagarh. That was fun. I hope I can do more of that in the future. And I think it's a great way of including brands into my podcast. I don't like the typical starting the podcast with a sponsor's name or something like that. I'm not averse to that, but I think this is a better way of integrating a brand into a podcast, especially for someone who's a photographer, does lifestyle and luxury. I don't really do podcasts where I talk about social issues or politics. So it depends on the kind of audience. And, you already see my blog where I'm talking about products, etc. So it doesn't make sense to then shill those products here also, unless it ties into the theme. So I think on-location podcasts probably work really well in that sense. Today, I wanted to talk about, I don't know if you guys know about, I'm old, I guess. So for me, I didn't know about this term for a very long time. You guys know FOMO, yeah? F-O-M-O. I think all of us suffer from this, isn't it? So F-O-M-O stands for fear of missing out. And I can't claim to speak for everyone, but I definitely suffer from this a lot. I know I when I go out and I meet people, and especially younger bloggers come up to me and say, hey, you're so awesome and we love your blog and your Insta, and you do some great work and it's so inspiring, etc., etc. And I'm always like, wow, thank you. It's amazing when someone comes and says that, or someone recognizes me. It's like, whoa, really? Like, wow, I didn't know that. But apart from that, it's not like I have got it made. I don't think I'll ever be in a place where I will sit down one day and tell myself, oh yeah, I have finally have it made. I think a little bit of self-doubt helps, because you're constantly questioning how you do things. You are probably more open to learning. You probably look at things in a different way. A change in perspective always helps. Because if you sit down suddenly one day and say that, oh, hey, I've got it made. I've got all these people emailing me and congratulating me online and coming to me in real life and saying, oh, Naina, you're so awesome. And that's dangerous, because you're kind of stagnating then, because you're like, okay, that means I haven't made, which means you are not really looking at getting better after that. So it's kind of on purpose also for me. But it can be healthy, but it can be bad also, because then you start looking at things like FOMO, fear of missing out. I'm just one photographer, just one blogger. So there's only so many places I can be at a particular time. So I'll give you an example. So I'm part of the GoPro family in India. What that means is that when GoPro launched in India, they had picked up some influencers from all over India, which they then flew down to Bombay. It was an all expenses paid thing, and they gave all of us a GoPro Hero 4. And this was about a year ago. It's there on the blog. I'm not sure exactly what date it was. So I don't know on what criteria they picked the influencers. There were about 20 of us, and it was pretty cool. It was a pretty, cool thing for me to do as a photographer. It was a device that I really wanted to play around with, and I'd been thinking of getting one for myself for a very long time. So a day ago, GoPro sent me the GoPro Hero 5 along with a bag. And the bag's there you can see it if you're on the video. You can see it's to my left. It's the GoPro Seeker. And they sent me some really cool gear with the GoPro 5, etc. And obviously I posted it on my Insta stories. I posted it on my Instagram, on my Twitter, etc. And yeah, it's cool. I mean, they'll send me a GoPro 5. Fuck yeah, it's fucking cool. It's awesome. But I would still prefer to work with them, as, you know, I would prefer for GoPro to hire me and to, you know, get me to work on a campaign for GoPro in the Indian setting. And I want to do that. I mean, I am getting freebies, so I'm not going to complain about it. It's great. But I would still like to do work. You know what I mean? So this is like, you know, there's no end to this. So there are a lot of people who sent me messages on Instagram and even asked me on Twitter. So some people obviously didn't make the connect that this had been sent by the GoPro team and that I had not purchased it. So people were asking me, so where did you get it from? Where did you buy it? Is it worth buying? Things like that. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm part of the GoPro family and they sometimes send me cool gear like this. And people were like, oh, I'm so jealous. And these were two of people that I'm kind of close to. So they felt comfortable enough to tell me that they were jealous. And I totally get it. But I'm sure there were a lot of others who saw it and were like, shit, why doesn't GoPro send this shit to me? Like, I have been working with GoPro. I bought my first device when the first GoPro launched. And I should be part of the GoPro family. And why is Naina on it? And I get it. I also do that. There are brands that I would love to work with who end up working with other influencers who are not so invested in the brand, according to me. And that's the fear of missing out in an anecdotal form. Because there's always going to be some brand who doesn't know about you. There are so many influencers these days. Brands really couldn't be asked to follow everyone. If you are a fan of a brand and you are an influencer, I would suggest that you reach out to the brand yourself instead of waiting for them to be like, oh, hey, you know. And for me also, it never ends, right? So the GoPro family in India, some of the other influencers from the original group, and the brand has added more influencers to the original group. Some of them were actually flown all the way to California, I think, when the new the Hero 5 was launched. I wasn't flown down there, so I was like, oh, why didn't they take me? I mean, like, I'm also good, like, I'm a photographer, like, what was the criteria? So, yeah, we all think like that because we all want to be part of something. And I don't think it's bad per se, but I think it gets bad when it starts affecting you personally. I sometimes, for example, when I'm ill, hello, I'm ill right now, so I'm in that mood right now where I look at stuff and I'm like, mujhe kyun nahi bulaya us event mein, you know? Especially when it's a brand that I've worked with and they have told me that they want me to be part of this campaign. And then when the actual first of its kind event happens in India and they don't invite me, I feel left out. I mean, so it's not like, oh, you know, Naina has it made and ho gaya and it's done. No, it's never going to be done. There's always going to be something that I wish I was part of and I'm not. And honestly, even if, you know, there was this event that just happened a couple of days ago. I'm too embarrassed to mention the name of the brand because I really wanted to be there. And even if they had invited me, I couldn't possibly have gone because I was ill. Even today, the only reason I'm doing this podcast or recording it is now because it needs to be out tomorrow and I hate it when I miss a podcast episode. But I'm not even taking phone calls because my doctor has told me that I should try and avoid talking if I want to, you know, get better quicker. But even if they had invited me for the event, I couldn't possibly have gone, or maybe I would have gone by, you know, if I'd taken a couple of extra pills, so flu medication. But still, I was like, damn it, mere ko kyun nahi bulaya. So I just want you to know that if you are someone who's just recently started out as a blogger or as a photographer or any creative pursuit that you're following and trying to also make a business out of and make money from, this will never really end. Don't feel bad. It's all right. You can't do everything for everyone. Just the way you can't be everything for everyone. Personal relationships. Same way for work. I, in fact, encourage my client brands to work with a mix of a number of different kinds of influencers. Because it's a brand. Yeah, at the end of the day, you're trying to sell a product. You're trying to create an awareness. So brand can't constantly keep working with one influencer, blogger only. They need to work with a different mix of and different kinds of bloggers because that's the marketing strategy. So it's not like if you worked with a blogger once, then you will never work with them again. but you might want to look at expanding your portfolio of influencers that you work with. And it's not like if I, you know, my personality or my blog or the way I do things fits with your brand's personality, doesn't mean that someone else's work doesn't fit as well. So it's I think it's a very bad idea for you to just fixate on one person and do it and, you know, constantly keep going back to that person. Sure, that person can be one of your brand advocates, but you need to have other bloggers who can also be brand advocates for your blog. And it doesn't have to be that if you're a, you know, GoPro, for example, is a very adventure sports kind of product. But they, you know, I think as a brand, they want to expand into the lifestyle category. And I tried to do some stuff, like when I was at Fashion Week last season, I wasn't able to go this season because, hello, can you hear me? I'm still recovering. So I'd done some short video clips when I was at Fashion Week. So that was my way of saying that, hey, you know, this is, you can do this kind of shit also with the GoPro. And it's pretty cool. You should check it out. They're like these selfie videos where I'm turning round and round on my feet and the GoPro is pointed towards me. So because of its frame rate, you know, if you kind of slow it down once you've recorded it, then in the background, all the lights, they get slowed down. So you get these nice patterns of lights. And I thought that was pretty, such a very cool effect. So you also need to bring to, you know, so when brands send you stuff like this, it's up to you to then do something with it. And, you know, also, but you will probably only do it if it excites you. If it's a product that you're not really behind and you don't really understand or use, then you're not going to use it. And eventually the brand's going to figure out that this is not really making sense. So if it's a product that excites you and the brand is sending it to you, I mean, sure, say thank you and then see where it fits in your workflow. My problem as a photographer is, you know, I already have the phone. I have like 3 devices right now. And there's constantly new brands getting in touch saying that, you know, we have a new tablet coming out or we have a new mobile phone coming out and we want you to do something. So my problem is that I already have so many devices. I don't really know where to fit in an extra one every time an extra one lands. I might be excited on to still try it out because there's so much shit happening and you can record new stuff and you can present a new angle or an idea, and there are so many people who do cool stuff and share online, and you're like, oh damn, you know, I could have done that. And then you try it with your equipment and you try it 5-6 times and then you come up with something that's totally different. So I have those moments also where I'm like, oh damn, you know, I made this is so cool. But a majority of my time, if I spend too much time online looking at other creatives' work, is like, damn, why didn't I think of that? And it takes, I don't know about you, but for me, it's taken me a very long time to be like, okay, that is them. That is what they bring to the table. But this is me. This is what I bring to the table. There is value in both. And the differentiator, I think, for a large part is also about how you pitch yourself to the brand, how, you know, if you've met with the brand, if you have the opportunity to meet with the brand. Now, for example, I know a couple of other bloggers who were invited for the first GoPro family thing that happened in Bombay, but they weren't able to make it. And so that relationship for them never even started. So GoPro will, I mean, they can still approach the brand and say that, hey, you know, we weren't able to make it the first time, but we are interested in exploring how we can do this further. But then now it's up to them. Right? So don't look at it like, oh, you know, hame kyun nahi mila aur hame milna chahiye tha. And this is not a question of deserving, because, you know, it's like your parents might think you're the most deserving child in the world, but really brands don't give a fuck. If they are going to see value that you provide, there is a network or an audience that the brand is getting because of you showcasing the brand's products, then they'll get in touch with you. If they don't see any value in it, they don't like your style, or the person working at the brand doesn't like you, I'm sorry, but your style could fit in as much as you think it fits in, but if they don't like you, they're not going to work with you. Which brings me to the point of likability. I've never been a huge fan of likability, and I have always maintained that I don't care if I like you or not, let's work. Now, that's how I feel. Unfortunately, the mass or the majority of the people that I work with don't feel like that. They think likability is important. And I've asked people personally, and I think a lot of them say that regardless of, even if your work is mediocre, they would work with you if they like you. And you could be the most brilliant photographer on the planet, but if you're not likable, they really don't want to work with you. See, because I think what happens is at the end of the day, if you're a person with a salary and you're working at a company, the only, you have no problems with the salary, okay? You have your money coming in. You're not that stressed out about, oh, will I get paid next month or not? You know it's going to come in by a certain date, especially if you're working with a good organization, an international brand, etc. So the only leeway then you have is that you want to work with someone who will, A, elevate your name within the company, and someone who's not an asshole. So you have to be at least a little talented, be a little talented. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be brilliant. But you still have to do good work. And then you have to be at least a little bit likable. I know that's not ideal. It all drives you towards mediocrity. But that's the kind of feedback I have received from a lot of people that I've spoken with over the years. I think it's really sad. I think you should work with someone who's really good for the brand regardless. I mean, of course, they shouldn't be a complete asshole. But again, I mean, unless you've met that person and you've actually worked with them, how the hell are you going to know if they're not an asshole or if they are one? So there's an element of risk involved both sides, which is why one of the reasons I work on barter for a first-time association, where I say that, okay, you send me something and I'll post about it on Instagram or I'll talk about it, etc. It's only so that the brand kind of gets an idea of how I work. And I get an idea of the brand's products. Because there's a lot of products these days that are photographed so well. Just looking at the pictures, you can't really tell if it's a good product or not. And I don't ever want to be put in a position where, you know, they send me something, I don't like it, but now I've committed to posting about it. So I don't want to write, oh, this is a really badly made product. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to create awareness about the brand. And I don't want to be a total dick. So I prefer to do the whole barter thing where I can, and I mentioned in the email that, look, thanks, you're sending me this, you considered me for a barter, I appreciate that you're trusting me with your brand, but I will first see the product. If I don't like it, I'm really sorry, you can have it picked up, I will not do it. I think it's important to mention that because, again, I don't like being put in that position where I don't like the product and then I'm forced to say nice things about it. That's like the last thing I ever want to do. Because as much as I want to work with brands and get paid for the work that I do and I want recognition for my work, I wouldn't be here without the audience that I have. The brands take me seriously because of whatever little numbers I have, and those numbers are all actual real people who follow me and my work and appreciate my work. And, you know, brands come and go. Similarly, followers also kind of come and go. But it's also about my consistency. Am I comfortable with the kind of work that I'm doing? So this whole, I've been thinking about the whole fear of missing out for the last week or so, because I think I tried to do a lot also, and I realized that, you know, I wanted to do it because I was completely out of my comfort zone. So first we did this trip to Rajasthan where, you know, first day we were in Jaipur, second day we were in Jodhpur, third, fourth, fifth days we were in Jaisalmer, and sixth, seventh, eighth days we were in Bikaner. Then we drove back to Delhi. And next day morning, I went to the Lalit Hotel in Delhi, where a friend of mine was, she'd come down from Japan. And early morning, I took her around all of Delhi, Jama Masjid, Red Fort, etc. So I was being like a total tourist. I didn't want to leave her alone because it was her first time in India and she was traveling solo. Then the second night from there, we had an early morning flight to Varanasi. So we went to Varanasi, we spent the entire day there. Then the next day also we were in Varanasi, and then we came back to Delhi. And then the third day we went to Agra and we were in Agra for the entire day. And next day morning we came back to Delhi. And since then I've been sick, so I've basically been home. But I had a stand-up comedy gig ticket that I had bought like a month and a half ago. So we went to watch Kanan Gill live. So it was the first time I'm watching Kanan Gill live, and he's really, really good. And what else did I do? I did one more thing. So basically, for 15 days, I have just been out. And I wanted to, these were things that I had to do and I wanted to do. But I think it got a bit much, which is why I think I kind of fell sick because of all the air pollution and the dust and the amount of talking I must have done with Shuri. So my throat basically packed up. I got a really bad infection. And even though I was in Agra for a day, Shuri was there to see the Taj Mahal. She went and saw the Taj Mahal on her own, despite the fact that she had a really bad tummy bug. But I stayed at the hotel. And that's what I did in Agra, no Taj Mahal. The last time I saw the Taj Mahal, I was a child. So I was like, hey, maybe this time I'll see the Taj Mahal. It's been so long. But that didn't work out. So, I mean, it's okay. Sometimes you miss out on some stuff. Sometimes some other stuff happens. And I just tell myself that, you know, during season, I get invitations to events, like 6 events in a day. And honestly, I'd rather go and work for one person than attend 6 events as a guest. Because what's the point? I mean, if it's a business meeting, I understand. I want to meet you. I want to understand how your brand works. And then I want to pitch and say, okay, this is what we can do. And I want to show you the value that your brand gets. But going to these parties and booze and food and, I mean, sure, there's a certain kind of, there is certain appeal for it also. And especially in Delhi, in North India, it's all about being seen. I mean, like, oh, you know, Naina was there, and then Naina was there, and she was there, and there, and I mean, she's everywhere. I don't want to do that. There are some events that I might go to because I'm like, oh, hey, this is nice. Let's go and meet the team. We've never met them before. It's a new brand, and it's an exclusive small event, so where I won't have to scream my lungs out to actually have a conversation. But apart from that, I don't go to events. And there are times when I haven't been to events in a month or two. And then I'm like, oh my God, all these people are going to this event and they didn't even invite me. Well, yeah, they won't invite me because I charge to attend events. So a lot of brands are like, ye kya hai? You know, we don't pay. If you want to attend our event, you attend our event. Otherwise, bye-bye. And which is fine, really. I don't want to come to your event because it makes no sense. But the problem is a lot of people automatically assume that because I don't want to attend the event means I don't want to work with the brand, which is like so far away from the truth that if you're making this assumption, I'm sorry, but you're an idiot. It's the same thing when I get emails, press releases. I always say that please remove me from your press release mailing list. And one day someone actually wrote back to me saying, hey, you know, are you upset with us? What did we do? And I was like, oh my God, I'm not upset with you. I just asked you, please remove us from your press release mailing list. That's it. It doesn't mean that I don't want to work with your brand anymore. I have always wanted to work with your brand. I thought that was pretty obvious. We've had a couple of business meetings. Things didn't work out, but I still want to work with you guys. But don't send me press releases because have you seen my blog? Have you seen a single press release on my blog? Like since 2004? Like show me one. I don't do that. So this assumption that somehow if I'm asking you to remove me from your mailing list or asking you not to invite me to your event that I don't want to work with you, that's just dumb, okay? Don't do that. And if you are if you have any doubts, ask me. Like this one person, only one person ever has asked me and I was so grateful that they did because it made me realize that, oh my God, this is one person who's asking me. There must be like 200 others who think that but who don't write it. कैसे करते हैं लोग बिजनेस इंडिया में मुझे नहीं पता. आई राइट इट डाउन एंड पीपल आर लाइक ओ यू आर बीइंग सो एरोगेंट. आई एम नॉट बीइंग एरोगेंट. आई जस्ट स्टेटेड व्हाट आई एम रिक्वेस्टिंग यू टू डू. लाइक व्हाट्स एरोगेंट इन दैट. एनीवे सो या आई मीन आई गो थ्रू इट टू. सो इफ यू आर अ यंग ब्लॉगर और यू आर समवन माय एज और यू आर एन ओल्डर ब्लॉगर, आई मीन इफ यू फील एंड यू लुक एट दीज थिंग्स एंड यू आर लाइक अरे यू नो व्हाई एम आई नॉट बीइंग गिवन दीज थिंग्स और व्हाई एम आई नॉट बीइंग इनवाइटेड, ट्रस्ट मी, I do that all the time. So you're not alone. I just want you to know that. And it's never going to end, which is a good thing because that means I'll always stay in business. I'll always get something. And my biggest thing is that my sister is a blogger and she's a personal style blogger, which is a category that is way more popular than my category of lifestyle photography and luxury photography. Photography specifically. Personal style blogging is, you know, way bigger. So she gets like a shit ton of stuff more than I do. So can you imagine the FOMO that I suffer from like every day? I look at her feed and I'm like, damn it, why don't they send it to me? And there are some brands who for some reason I even email them and they never respond to me. And when I meet them in person, the people who work with them are like, oh hey, how are you? And I think the next time I meet them, I'm gonna ask them that, why don't you respond to my emails? Like, I don't know what's going on. It's really weird. I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't want to work with me, but then they should just tell me that. But then, oh no, like, how can we tell someone? Like, we don't want to close doors, but you want me to keep emailing you and never hear from you. Yeah, I'm also an idiot. I also keep emailing that, oh, I'm doing this. Do you think your brand would be interested? No response. Next time, oh, man, I'm doing this. Do you think your brand would be interested? No response. And then out of the blue, one day I'll get an email saying, oh, hey, how are you? Long time no see. I'm in Delhi. Let's meet. So, I never know. There's so much of like confused signaling happening. And I hope there'll always be brands where I can look at other people's feeds and be like, oh my God, that's another brand maybe I should work with. So don't look at your FOMO as something that makes you weak somehow. You're human, I'm human. I think look at it as, you know, putting that brand on your list, because if you're thinking that you should have been there, maybe you should have. Maybe you do have something that you bring to the table. So put it on your list and maybe reach out to that blogger and be like, hey, do you mind sharing contact details of the PR of that brand? And I'd really like to pitch something. 9 out of 10 cases, nobody's going to respond to that. But there's no harm in trying. Because if you can't find the PR marketing contact on your own, then that's like the next best way to do it. And email them. Don't message them on Instagram. Don't message them on Twitter. Don't ask them publicly. Email them. Because, you know, even when someone writes to me and says that, oh, you know, do you know someone at that brand? Can you put me in touch with them? I don't like being asked publicly, because then there are 1,000 other people who are like, arey, hame bhi de do. Nahin, sorry, hame bhi de do kya hota hai? Like, people who ask me, they, first of all, they know me, they've probably met me, they know what kind of person I am, and they feel comfortable enough to ask me these kind of questions. They're very few and far between. And I don't want the general janta bandwagon joining and saying, arey, hame bhi de do brand ka contact. So when you, if you are a blogger and you yourself are reaching out to someone, I myself don't ask, because I think I have too big of an ego to actually go to another blogger and say, hey, can you help me out? I've done it, but generally people don't respond. First of all, people think that I to have it made. So I don't need any help, which is bollocks, because hello, please help me. Introduce me. Tell brands this is what I do. If you work at a brand and you had a great experience working with me, please tell everyone else. So yeah, this whole thing of, oh, Nana has it made, it's bullshit. Okay, it's not. I know that you know, I've done well. I know I've done some amazing projects. I've worked with some amazing brands that not in a million years I would have thought I would have worked for as a photographer or as a blogger. So yeah, that's pretty cool. But seriously, it never ends. I want more. I want to do work. I'm here to do work. And I really, really enjoy it. So it's never going to be like, arey, ho gaya yaar. Nahin, like, aur chahiye mere ko. Do, give me more, give me more. So yeah, I think that's what I wanted to talk about this episode. Again, apologies for the voice. I might sound a little off. That's because I am. Hopefully the next episode will have none of this nasally voice happening. And thank you for listening again. Thank you very much. And send me your questions. I have one email with 4-5 questions, but I've already answered those questions like a million times already. But let's see what I can do with them. Maybe the next episode I will answer those questions. Thank you for listening. Every Wednesday, 9 a.m. India Standard Time. Bye-bye.